BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called on Israelis to unite but not to take the law into their own hands after two Palestinians armed with guns and meat cleavers killed four worshippers at a synagogue in Jerusalem. The attackers were shot dead by police. Reporting from Jerusalem, here's Kevin Connolly.
In keeping with the traditions of the ultra-Orthodox Jews of Jerusalem, the men who were murdered in the morning were buried before the early winter sunset. Television images of the grief-stricken mourners will deepen a sense of revulsion in Israel at the killing of men in a place of worship. Benjamin Netanyahu, referring to other recent attacks on both Jewish soldiers and civilians, said Jerusalem was facing a continuing onslaught of terror. Barack Obama, noting that the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas had condemned the murders, warned that the attack represented the kind of extremism which could tip the Middle East into a downward spiral from which it would be difficult to emerge.
President Putin's chief spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, has accused the West of trying to encircle Russia. Speaking to the BBC, Mr. Peskov said Russia was concerned about the prospect of Ukraine joining NATO.
I would like to hear a 100% guarantee that no one would think about Ukraine's joining NATO. We would like to hear that NATO will discontinue to approach Russian borders, that NATO will discontinue attempts to break the balance of power. But unfortunately, we failed to hear it.
Earlier, the German Foreign Minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, warned that Europe was facing a looming threat of confrontation instead of cooperation. He was speaking after talks in Moscow with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, about the situation in eastern Ukraine. The European Space Agency team, which landed the Philae probe on a comet, says it's found traces of organic material. The scientists said an instrument designed to sniff the comet's atmosphere had detected molecules containing carbon. Parag Ghosh reports.
An early analysis of gases around the comet by one of the lander's onboard laboratories shows that carbon is present. Carbon is one of the elements that all life needs, so the finding backs the view that comets might have brought the key ingredients to kickstart life when they bombarded the Earth billions of years ago. The German team that made the discovery can't yet tell whether these carbon molecules are large and complex enough to be the stuff that life might have emerged from. But they hope to have more detailed results as they sift through their data in the coming weeks and months.
The left-wing Colombian rebels FARC have confirmed they've captured an army general, Rubén Darío Alzate. His kidnapping on Sunday led the government to suspend the peace talks taking place in Cuba for the past 2 years. A FARC negotiator in Havana said the general was a prisoner of war captured in a war zone. The spokesman said a bilateral ceasefire would create a positive climate for any resumption of talks. BBC News. The World Health Organization has announced two initiatives to get cheap Ebola testing kits into the field as soon as possible. It said it was working with manufacturers to design easy-to-use equipment that would produce results on-site in less than half an hour. It's also introducing fast-track assessment of new testing methods to find the best one. Soldiers in the Ivory Coast protesting about unpaid wages have entered the state radio and television building in the second city, Bouaké. Reports said they recorded a statement outlining their demands and then told staff to leave. The defense minister, Paul Coffey, has ordered the protesters in Bouaké and the main city, Abidjan, to return to barracks. Football's world governing body, FIFA, has lodged a criminal complaint with the Swiss Attorney General in connection with the bidding process for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. A FIFA statement said there had been suspected unlawful activity. Dan Rowan reports.
In a statement, FIFA President Sepp Blatter said this latest twist in a long-running saga proved that his organisation had nothing to hide, with Mr. Eckert denying accusations his report last week amounted to a whitewash. Criminal charges may now be brought against football officials, but many will question whether the notoriously opaque Swiss legal system is likely to produce meaningful results anytime soon.
In northern India, more than 100 people, including journalists and police personnel, have been injured in violent clashes between police and followers of a self-styled guru. There were scenes of chaos as the police in Haryana state stormed the ashram of the Hindu guru Rampal Maharaj, who's wanted in court on murder charges. A hotel in Britain that charged a couple $156 for writing a bad review online is being investigated by a consumer protection service. When the hotel spotted the review on a travel website, it charged a levy to the couple's credit card. The hotel then told the unhappy guests they should have noticed its no bad review policy when booking. BBC News.